This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate was 3.4% in September, unchanged from the month before. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the state added 5,600 non-farm jobs.
The leisure and hospitality sector had the biggest gains, adding about 3,500 jobs. GDP has contracted nationally and in Colorado for two consecutive quarters, leading some experts to say the U.S. is technically in a recession. But state economist Ryan Gedney says that isn't showing up in the job market.
From a labor market perspective, there's zero indication of a recession in terms of looking at payroll jobs or the unemployment rate.
The only sector to lose jobs last month was government. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
State regulators are looking at a strategy that could lower energy bills and reduce the use of fossil fuels. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The option would change state laws and allow local governments to buy wholesale electricity that is then distributed by their existing power provider. Colin Laird is a trustee for the town of Carbondale. He told commissioners it could offer an alternative to his rocky experience with Xcel Energy.
They're so big, we're so small. We really don't have any choices whatsoever. So exploring all the opportunities that community choice electricity might offer us would be much appreciated.
10 states already give customers that choice. Groups including the Colorado Energy Office say it would mean significant and potentially risky changes to the existing electric grid. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
College enrollment nationwide is down 1.1% this fall. The drop is greater in Colorado. College enrollment here fell 2.5% over last year. Doug Shapiro is with the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center.
We saw large gains in computer science, 10%, and large declines in health-related majors.
Colorado was among 27 states that lost undergraduate enrollment. The Denver Broncos lost their fourth game in a row Sunday against the New York Jets. This is CPR News.